In 2015, a Muslim woman named Malak Kazan filed a lawsuit against Dearborn-Estan Heights, a metro area Detroit municipality that is home to one of the largest and most concentrated populations of Muslims outside the Mideast. It is also home to the Islamic House of Wisdom, believed to be the second largest mosque in America, the imam of which was the spiritual leader of Ayatollah Khomeini's Iranian Navy. The city has a Muslim judge, David Turfa, who openly supports the terrorist group Hezbollah, and a Muslim activist, David Abdallah, among its city council members. Ms. Kazan was arrested after she was stopped by the police, and it turned out that she was driving on an expired license, and there were two warrants for her arrest. The police asked her to remove her hijab, the Muslim headscarf, for mugshots. They videotaped the process. Kazan sued over this, and the city settled the lawsuit with her. I filed several Freedom of Information Act requests for the settlement agreement, Kazan's mugshots, the video of the booking process, and several other related documents. But by the way, if you're just tuning in, I am reading for the one and only Debbie Schlussel, our weekly Friday movie reviewer, from a lawsuit that she has filed against the city of Dearborn-Estan or Dearborn Heights. Back to the narrative. Dearborn-Estan Heights denied my request for the booking photos and the complete video in violation of Michigan public record laws. Yet, Amir Makhlad, a Muslim male Arab who was reportedly born in Lebanon, asked for the same items, the booking photos and video, and the city granted his request. After all, he is of the preferred religion, gender, ethnicity, and national origin under Islam. On top of that, the city charged the male Muslim marked only. On top of that, the city charged the male Muslim Makhled only $15 for his request. I was asked to pay $24 for a lot less. After all, non-Muslims always have to pay the jizya. That's the DME tax assessed on non-Muslims under Islamic law. And we talked about this on many occasions here on the show. Folks, if you missed them, go search for jizya, that's J-I-Z-Y-A, at crusadechannel.com, and you'll get a couple of interviews between myself and our Islamic scholar expert, Andrew Bizad, where you'll learn that you have three, when you're in a situation like this, you have three options. Under Sharia law. Option one, you convert. You become a Muslim, and then you're covered. Option two, you refuse to convert, and they allow you to pay the jizya or the dhimmitude tax. In other words, it's a tax on not being one of them. Option three, they will enslave you in exchange for you refusing to convert. They'll let you live, but you will exist as either a slave or a sex slave. And then option four is they'll just behead you and be done with it. And if you do so for Christian reasons, then you become a Christian martyr. Back to Debbie Schlussel from DebbieDoesPolitics.com. As their excuse for not providing me the requested materials, you also have to remember as you're listening to this narrative that when Debbie's not doing movie reviews on the Mike Church Show tomorrow, as she will be, and every other Friday, she's a lawyer. This is what she does, which is why, hey, bye. I can't wait to talk to her tomorrow so I can say, so, Debbie, how's Sean Hannity's lawsuit against you going? To which I will get, Christopher, can you give me some crickets? We'll get nothing. We will get, in return for that question, 0.0. Absolutely.
0.0.
So you're not talking about someone that would just flippantly file a lawsuit. She knows what the dangers or what the pros and cons of doing so are. Let's read a little more, shall we? As their excuse for not providing me the requested materials, Dearborn-Estan Heights cited a right to privacy. But the Michigan Court of Appeals has I'm thinking about this and going, where was the right to privacy of all the people that were kneeled down on the beach in Libya and beheaded? All the members of ISIS or whoever it was that beheaded them all were completely masked. All you could see was their eyes. But you could plainly and clearly make out facial features of every single one of the soon-to-be Coptic Christian martyrs. Where was the right to privacy then, Dearbornistan, and promoters and supporters of Dearbornistan, like cities, like countries? That's me, not Debbie. As their excuse for not providing me the requested materials, Dearbornistan Heights cited a right to privacy. But the Michigan Court of Appeals has repeatedly ruled, including in three published decisions, that there is no right to privacy in booking photos, also known as mugshots. The city of Dearbornistan Heights and its officials and lawyers know this, but they don't care. Islamic law, also known as Sharia, rules supreme there. And that's why my lawsuit needed to be filed. In addition to the fact that I was discriminated against and refused service while a male Muslim Arab got the exact materials I requested and was denied. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. We are live here at the Twin Smoke Shop and beautiful downtown South Philadelphia, or Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're in the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge. And you can always call the show at 844-527-8723. You can go to my website at mikechurch.com. And you can stop by the chat room. Just click on the Mike Church Show Live chat room. We are live and in the chat room. Looks like Randy and Will are in the chat room right now. We got a bit of a late start this morning, but in the Central Mountain and Pacific time zone, it's still early morning, baby. I'd like a pound of nuts.
That's a lot of nuts.
That's a lot of nuts! You want fries with it? Back to the narrative.
That'll be $5, baby.
That'll be $5, please. During the course of my investigation, I learned that Ms. Kazan settled her lawsuit with Dearbornistan Heights for only $5,000. Yes, it took me to do this work because there is no investigative reporting by the mainstream media anymore. They just report what Allah's soldiers want reported, period. $5,000 may seem so small for such a settlement of a federal civil rights lawsuit, and it is. But that was not the goal of Kazan's suit. The goal was to create new law which violates public records laws in the state of Michigan. Law which gives special treatment to Muslims above all others. As part of Kazan's... So you see what's going on here, right? Mitter Junk, you see what's going on here. Oh, so the Arab woman is booked with the hijab on. They they probably did not require her to take the hijab off.
Mm-hmm.
Took the booking photos and then heard her lawsuit, settled with her for $5,000 under the agreement that no one would ever be required in Dearbornistan Heights to take the hijab off. And thereby, you know, there was a lawsuit like this in Florida back in 2014, 2015, 2 or 3 years ago. And that lawsuit was actually settled in the favor of the county that said, you got to remember, the woman wanted to have her driver's license taken with the hijab on.
Mm-hmm.
And the state of Florida refused. So she sued. And the state of Florida, I believe, ultimately won. And, if you don't want to take the headscarf off, you ain't getting no driver's license.
Good for them.
It's one of the laws that Debbie is referring to here. Now, I think that driver's licenses are a municipal matter, so that it's up to the municipality to decide what laws under which these things are going to be regulated or guided or gauged or promulgated or whatever language you wish to use. However, I have a driver's license from the state of Louisiana. I don't have one from the city of Madisonville. You have one from the state of Virginia.
Right.
You have one from the state of New York. Not New York City.
Not New York City!
Not a very big crowd in here today. You have one from the state of Kansas. So we all have driver's licenses from our states. And the state's laws are very clear. As a matter of fact, when you go to the airport, what do they ask you for? A photo ID. What do most people present as a photo ID?
Driver's license.
Yeah, remember back in the 2008 campaign, the neocon candidates were all asked this question, and the only one that got it right was Ron Paul. When Ron Paul said, well, first of all, I guess you guys have not read the laws on this, but it even says on the card, a Social Security card cannot be used as a form of identification. You remember that? And it actually says it.
Right.
If anyone can find or locate their Social Security card, it says it can't be used as a form of identification. So what do you use then? How do I know it's Mitt or Jeff Johnson? How do I know it's Mitt or Gay? I'm sorry, Mitt or Greg. Mitt or Bond, Drunk Bond. How do I know?
This is 2 days in a row, Mike.
Photo ID. Look, you should, Mitt or Bond, please, you should be thankful you got your two syllables being used.
You are thankful.
In your gay That's state. Right. You want me to play some Gilbert O'Sullivan for you? So you'll feel a little better.
No, I don't need Gilbert O'Sullivan. Thank you very much.
Do you know why I would play Gilbert O'Sullivan?
Yes, I do know why.
Because he was cheerful, bright, and what?
He was gay.
He was cheerful, bright, and gay.
Absolutely.
That's right. Back to the Debbie Schlossel lawsuit. By the way, this is on my Twitter feed, and I will place it in today's pile of prep that I will construct on the way to the polls place, where we will be live tonight with a talk at St. Catherine Labore in Middletown, New Jersey. Back to Debbie. $5,000 may seem a small amount for such a settlement of a federal civil rights lawsuit, and it is, but that was not the goal of Kazan's suit. The goal was to create new law which violates public record laws in the state of Michigan, law which gives special treatment to Muslims above all others. As part of Kazan's settlement, the city of Dearborn Heights and Kazan's Muslim lawyer created a new policy that only applies to Muslim women, not women of any other religion or women who are bald because of cancer treatments. The policy allows the city to keep mugshots of Muslim women secret and not provide them in response to Freedom of Information Act requests for public records. The policy is illegal under Michigan law. As I've noted previously, Michigan courts have repeatedly ruled that there is no right to privacy for mugshots, and any Freedom of Information Act request must be honored. Further, Michigan Freedom of Information Act laws are state statutes, which can only be amended by another state statute through action of the Michigan legislature or a successful statewide ballot initiative. But the city of Dearborn Heights and its officials don't think they have to abide by Michigan's democratic processes. They think they can hold backdoor, smoke-filled room sessions and make their own laws which comply with Sharia, but not the Michigan Constitution.